Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 070426. Amen. Glory to Jesus forevermore. Amen. Welcome to Prophetic Declarations, your moment of divine encounter, where destinies are aligned and limitations are broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. I am your host, Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye, and today God will visit you in a special way. Stay connected, stay expectant. Your testimony is next, in Jesus' mighty name. Today we are looking at a very beautiful topic, which is grace that breaks limitations. Grace that breaks limitations. Don't forget, this is your month of blossoming in grace. So today's topic is grace that breaks limitation. And our scriptural focus is from the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 7. The book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Quickly, let's have some reflections over this scripture. Beloved, I want you to hear this by the Spirit of God. Limitations are not stronger than grace. What has resisted you for years is about to bow in a moment. I hope you heard that one. What has resisted you for years is about to bow for you. It's about to bow before you. It doesn't matter for how long, it's about to bow in a moment, right away. The scripture declares, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. This means your lifting is not dependent on your effort. Your background is not dependent on your background. It's not dependent on your connections. It is powered by the Spirit of God. Mountains in your life, whether financial, spiritual, marital, ministerial, or career related, they are not meant to stop you. They are meant to announce the manifestation of God's grace upon your life. So, this is your season of blossoming in grace. What was difficult will become easy. What was impossible will become possible. Doors that refuse to open will open of their own accord. Grace is speaking for you right now. Grace is speaking for you. All I'm saying is under grace. And I declare every limitation in your life is giving way now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's go for prophetic declarations. I want you to join your faith with mine because it's prayer of agreement. Your faith, we are two of us, we agree on a thing. By faith, it shall be done both in heaven and on the earth. And don't forget also that there is power on your tongue. So you have to cooperate and collaborate by also saying along with me, wherever you need to say amen, you say amen. Lift your voice wherever you are and declare with faith that in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare every mountain standing before you becomes a plain now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, It doesn't matter the name of the mountain. It may be financial mountain, spiritual mountain, family mountain, relationship mountain, emotional mountain. No matter what it is, career mountain, professional mountain, ministerial mountain, whatsoever the mountain is by name, I command that mountain to become a plain now in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command limitations are broken, barriers are destroyed, obstacles are cleared before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak over your life. Receive the grace that breaks protocols. Receive the grace that opens impossible doors. Receive the grace that brings supernatural speed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where you have struggled before, you will begin to excel. Where you have been rejected, you will be celebrated from this moment. Everywhere where you have been delayed, you will experience divine acceleration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare, I decree, I prophesy over you. Help is coming to you from unexpected places. Help from unexpected places. Help is coming for you from unexpected places. Favor is locating you right now. Opportunities are opening unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every invisible embargo placed on your destiny is lifted. Every chain of limitation is broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. You will not be small. You will not be limited. You will not be denied. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, grace is lifting you. Grace is announcing you. Grace is establishing you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Say a big amen to that. Hallelujah. It is done. Amen. I want you to quickly hear this short word of knowledge. That somebody you heard poison. You heard poison. It has become a concern to you. The Spirit of the Lord is saying that you will get over it completely. And also, it's a warning for you to be careful next time, wherever you go. Be careful. And what God is saying this morning is that it will not hurt you. It will not result into what the enemy is expecting of you. The power in that poison is neutralized. It's neutralized. The power and the effects, they are neutralized this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Poison. Oh, say you shall tread upon the scorpion. You will eat poison, but they will be of no effect. I want you to be happy. I want you to shout hallelujah. I want you to know that God has taken control and completely. Oh, Father, thank you. I pray over you again and again that everything that's poisoning us in your system is purged. The Bible says when the stranger will hear my voice, they will fade away. They will fade away from their hidden places. Wherever the effect of the poison is remaining, the traces of the poison is remaining. They are purged this morning. What you will do, I want you to get a bottle of water that you will drink. I pray for the water right away, that the power of God in water, that makes water to give life, that power will be in the water that you are going to get, and you drink it, and it will flush out every stranger in your body. Say, every tree my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. I decree over that water will give you life. That water will give you life. That water will go to every corner of your body and purge every stranger there. And in case yours is not poison, just sickness, I want you to also get a bottle of water. I pray for that water. I sanctify the water you are getting in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And that power that water will become powerful to purge, to wash away whatsoever that is in you, which is not supposed to be there. All the strangers, they are cleared off in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In closing, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over everyone under the sound of my voice. Let your grace that breaks limitations rest mightily upon them. You that you are hearing me, the grace of God that breaks limitation will rest mightily upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every mountain before you will turn into a plain in the name of Jesus. Every long-standing struggle come to an end. Let there be supernatural intervention in the lives of everyone hearing me in the name of Jesus Christ. For you under the sound of my voice, I pray for you this morning. Oh Lord, my Father, where they are weak, release your strength. Where doors have been shut, let them open. Let those doors be opened. Where there has been delayed, release divine speed. I release divine speed over you. You that you are hearing me, every form of delay is cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. Every door shut against you is opened. I command it to be opened. Doors to the place of authority, access to government places, access to organizations. I command those access to be given to you, to be opened in the name of Jesus. Father, let your spirit overshadow them, everyone under the sound of my voice, and cause unusual breakthrough. That's what I'm asking for concerning this person that is hearing me now. Father, let their lives become living testimonies of your grace. The life of everyone hearing me will become the living testimony of your grace. Grace will begin to speak for you. You that you are hearing me this today, in the name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. No power of darkness shall hinder your progress. Oh, you will rise, you will shine, and you will fulfill destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in Jesus' mighty name. Your season of limitation is over. Your season of grace has begun. Keep declaring, keep believing, and keep walking in grace in Jesus' mighty name. This is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye, the author of Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. I'm the one saying you are rising, you are breaking limits, and you are blossoming in grace. In case you want to get in touch with me, please call +234 9022 352 952. And please don't forget to support kingdom work. It's very important. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness to be the first thing, and all other things shall be added unto you. Let's build the kingdom together. Support the kingdom projects according to your capacity in Jesus' mighty name. Please keep sharing this tip until somebody is being blessed by it. The more you share, the more people are blessed, the more you are blessed. Stay blessed and be eternally blessed until I come your way again in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget to be conscious of God's presence around you today, wherever you go, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.